Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast today. We're going to talk about a winning culture, kind of my little bit of my journey, but more important, kind of what you can do to build that winning culture within your basketball program. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to, first of all, our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. It rocks. We own three of them, which we had seven of them. Excuse me while I take a drink there. But go over and check them out. Mention any of our podcasts, mention me, and they'll give you $450 off, and they'll take really good care of you. The new CT Plus version is awesome. It's unbelievable what it can do. It's got a little bit of everything. They got things, they got at home ones, they got ones that will work for you. So make sure you go over and check that out. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to learn from someone that I think has built a pretty good culture, you know, 180% of his high school coaching games, been coach of the year, state coach of the year twice, won three state titles. I think I've done a pretty good job for a program that I was the only applicant for. That's where we were. And to build that culture over time will be some of the topics that I'll talk about today. Some of the things that we did just to kind of build a winning culture and to create that winning mentality. And I can tell you from a COVID standpoint, we've had some setbacks on that. It's been not a difficult process, but you know, we've had to reestablish some of our norms and some of the expectations just coming out of not having a season in that, what would that have been, the 2021 season? So today I'm going to talk about building a winning culture within your team and how to create that winning mentality. Doesn't matter if it's a high school coach, youth coach, whatever it is. I know lots of coaches struggle with this topic. And before I get too far, I'd love to hear from you on your struggles and what you do to build your team's mentality and your team's day-to-day culture. You know what? So we're going to provide you some actionable and strategies that will help you create that winning culture, that winning thing within your team. First, you have to define what is a winning culture. Is a winning culture only winning games? Is a winning culture making young men and women better citizens? It's a mindset that has to be shared by all the members. So maybe you're building. I remember that first season that I had, that a winning culture for us was to get above 500. That was a winning culture. You know, the bar for our program has been pretty high. But it's a belief that your team can and will succeed no matter what the obstacles that they face. It doesn't matter. A winning culture can be created by setting expectations, creating a positive team dynamic and interactions, fostering the environment of trust and respect. Now, trust and respect, and I know that last team meeting I had that, you know, I said, I'll never lie to you. I will always tell you the truth. And it's hard. It's hard to build the respect between the teammates, and it's hard to build the respect between the coaches and the players, because there is a little bit of a power thing there, because I'm the one that decides who plays and how much they play and those kind of things. So, you know, you have to build that. So you got to, first thing we do is you create a vision, a mission statement. What do you want to achieve? What does a winning season look like for us? And everyone, like I've told our players, everyone wants to win every game. But there are, you know, the team vision, the mission statement are important tools, because that's something you can always lean back on. It's a statement that we hope to achieve. So a vision statement is a statement in which the team hopes to achieve, while a mission statement is a statement of how the team plans to achieve that vision. So what is the vision? What is the thing? And then, you know, how are we going to, as a team, achieve that? You know, how maybe what's win 15 games, whatever it is. Something these statements provide a clear sense of purpose and direction for the team. So you have a roadmap. If I can use the ttroops.com roadmap, you have a roadmap, and then you can follow it.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another important aspect that I think is important is fostering a positive team dynamic. And again, what I said before, it's about trust and respect. And you have to foster communication and promoting teamwork, you know, by doing things off the court, by doing things on the court, by having players keeping each other accountable. And I think that's someplace that I think we've gotten much better at this year as far as building that within it. And then finally, setting and achieving team goals is an important part. So what's something, setting clear, measurable, achievable goals. Let me say that again. Setting clear, measurable, and achievable goals that are aligned with that vision. Or, you know, our vision is to have fun. Our vision is to, you know, and then how is that mission statement going to correlate to that? So I do not only team, I not only set individual and team goals, or in only team goals, I also set individual goals, because I think that's important. It keeps you accountable. So let me say in conclusion, what am I talking about? Creating a winning culture is a process that takes time and effort, by using tips and strategies that we've kind of talked about here. So, you know, remember, you want to outline what a winning culture is. You want to create a team vision and a team mission statement. And eventually we'll dive into this. Maybe I'll do another podcast, or I'll do something on YouTube or in my ttroops.com. And then you want to foster that positive dynamic and set team and individual goals, team goals. I think that will help. So, you know, winning culture is not an easy thing. It's kind of everybody has to have culture and pillars. Yes, but you want something achievable. And it's never too late. Some of you are over halfway gone. You can still set that vision and that mission statement of what you want the second half of the season to be. Not what the coach wants, but what they want in that specific thing. Again, if you've got any questions, you have your feelings on building a winning team culture, let me know. And have a great day, everybody. And go over and check out ttroops.com for coaches who want to get better. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com.
Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.